We're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Zechariah, the fourth chapter. Very familiar scripture tonight. No reading. Trust and pray. If you pray for us for just a minute, might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Fourth chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. I'm glad the Lord has been faithful.
Amen.
I just sang that song. And he'll continue to be in our hearts, in our lives, if we'll allow him to. Tonight. Fourth chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. He said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the chapter, the fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah. Very familiar scripture, I know, that you've heard it, no doubt, preached on many a time. This is what we have tonight, so you just bear with us. There are some things that was coming in that of the days ahead. Now, Zechariah prophesied of things that was a coming, and those things were coming in a way, brethren, that God, in other words, was moving, even in that day. And they talked about the house. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm just simple tonight, far as that goes. But the scripture says here, as they made mention unto him, he said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, just that of a little bit. Now, I could go on. In this next verse, he talks about, brethren, that mountain wouldn't stand. It'd be a plain. It'd be made a plain. And not just that, but he said, and it'd come with shoutings, that of the headstone said thereof with shouting, saying, grace, grace unto it. They was something coming, my friend, that was full of grace, and it was not coming by might nor by power, but is coming by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to say this tonight, brethren, there's a lot of things that people think that even in this day that they'll bring it to pass. And brethren, even that concerning that of the Word of God. But my friend, it'll still come by the Spirit of God. My friend, there's no other way. My friend, there's no other way it's been set up. My friend, it's not a carnal. It's not a natural, but it is a spiritual tonight. And my friend, people needs to be aware of that. And my friend, brethren, they'll follow just about anything. And my friend, this day and time. And my friend, and brethren, men. And my friend, that a lot of things have been recognized today. But it's not of the Lord. And my friend, it's got to come through the Spirit. Yes, it does. Now that you might say, preacher, what are you talking about? Brethren, everybody's got their God. And my friend, everybody's got their way. And my friend, of worshiping their God. My friend, not be God, but their God. And my friend, brethren, you know why the children of Israel got, my friend, in such trouble. And my friend, they got in trouble because they followed, my friend, after every God under the sun. And my friend, they most certainly did. And my friend, and when they did, brethren, they got in trouble. Friend, and it ain't no different. It ain't no different today. And my friend, brethren, we're living in a time. And my friend, when people thinks they're strong enough, and my friend, to overcome anything. And my friend, they might be, but they'll never overcome the church. And my friend of the living, and they'll never stop her. And my friend, no, they won't. No, sirree, it ain't like it was. My friend, in the Old Testament, brethren, and in them days, my friend, brethren, there's a lot of warfare. My friend, and there's a lot of battles that was won. My friend, that went on physically. My friend, yes, sir, and they trusted in their mind. My friend, them that had might. My friend, but brethren, them that had the Lord. My friend, they just trusted in the Lord. My friend, now didn't they? You might say, preacher, I hate to say it, but brethren, it's just about the same way. My friend, that we live in today. My friend, we got men and women alike. My friend, that thinks they can handle this world. My friend and brethren, you'll fall without
without the Spirit of God. Hey, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Hey, my friend. Now, God bless David. My friend, and David was a man of war. My friend, he most certainly was. And brethren, but God bless David. Because David, brethren, trusted in him. Yes, sir. Brethren, and David didn't trust in his own mind. And brethren, he learned at a very young age. That God was stronger. And God would help him. Even in his battle. Yes, he would. And not only that, he did. Did he not? David, I'm persuaded my friend was still too young. Brethren, to go out to battle and be a valiant warrior. When Jesse sent him down there, my friend, to check on that of his brethren. And took him a few cheeses. And some crackers. Brethren, and tried to get a word about how the battle was going. And as he is beginning to find out, here come a giant. By the name of Goliath. Now listen. Brethren, David had never been before a giant. He didn't bring a sword with him. He didn't have no armor with him. But brethren, when it come down to the matter, it was by God's help, that David overcome the giant. Was it not, brethren? It'll be the same way with me and you tonight. You can go out to battle, and you may be facing something you ain't never faced before. Now, I'll tell you something, if you get any help, folks, it's going to be through the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Brethren, that's the only means that He's got of helping us. You might say, preacher, you don't think that God can move things out of the way naturally? Thank God I do. I really do. My friend, I believe He's still able to bring the giant down. My friend, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know when David went down there? Brethren, the Bible said that he went down to the brook. My friend, Saul tried to put his armor on him and all that. Y'all know the story. My friend, I'm going to be quite frank with you. My friend, the Bible said that he went down to the brook. My friend, and he chose him 5 smooth stones down there. My friend, yes, sir, 5 smooth stones. My friend, did you know it didn't take but one? My friend, brethren, what about them other 4? I thought about my friend. You know what they were? My friend, they is just like the one. Glory. My friend, I believe when he chose them 5 stones, he chose 5. That was just about identical. My friend, 5 of the smoothest. My friend, and then my friend that would carry. How you say, preacher, he wasn't depending on God. He wouldn't have never went down there. My friend, without God. My friend, but God didn't strike the giant down. My friend, he's guided the stone. My friend, yes, sir. Not only that, I believe David was probably a pretty good shot. My friend, but thank God he was going to be sure. My friend, that he brought him down. Yes, sir, I've heard people say different things. thy friend about them other stones. And thy friend, I'm going to say this, that when he went down to the brook, and thy friend, he got him 5 usable stones. And thy friend, he got him 5 stones he could do something with. And thy friend, yes sir. Hey, yes sir. And thy friend, brethren, the stone brought him down. And thy friend, but the Bible said that David went over there and got his own sword and cut off his head. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It brought him down. And thy friend, you may be facing a giant tonight. I don't know. And thy friend, you might say, preacher, that's got nothing. I know it's got nothing to do with their Bible. And thy friend, brethren, but it'll still work today. And thy friend, God was going to set up his kingdom. And thy friend, yes, sir. And thy friend, and Zechariah prophesied. And thy friend about it, he most certainly did. And thy friend, and brethren, I want you to know he was not setting up a natural kingdom. No, sir. And thy friend, we find it strange, maybe sometimes. Brethren, when the Lord come in, and my friend, to the picture, he even talked to his disciples. And my friend, he asked them out there. And my friend, he said, and my friend, what do you see? Or in other words, what meant this building to you? And my friend, it was destroyed. And my friend, Jesus made the statement. He said, you tear this building down. And my friend, he said, I'll rise it up, my friend, in 3 days. And my friend, yes, sir, and those of the scribes and the Pharisees spoke out, and they said, well, our fathers was 42 years. How in building this? How canst thou build it in 3 days? And my friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. And my friend, I'm going to have to be just like David was. And my friend, when I go out on my everyday journey, and my friend, I'm going to have to trust him. And my friend, and I'm going to have to trust that he'll lead me. And my friend, in the right way to go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now listen to me. My friend, brother, it takes the Spirit of God. My friend, to overcome this world. My friend, sometimes it takes the Spirit of God for me and you to make it through one day. How did you know that? My friend, you know what the Lord's Prayer says. My friend, we call it the Lord's Prayer. My friend, you know what it says. My friend, in the midst of it, it said, give us this day. My friend, our daily bread. My friend, if you've got more than that, you're more than blessed. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know about that. My friend, we got to put up. My friend, you know, people think it's strange. You get to talking. My friend, to them about different things, and they'll, my friend, they get a little strange with it. You know, why was it the Lord told over there in the book of Proverbs? My friend, he said, go to the ant, my friend, thy sluggard, my friend, and consider her ways. My friend, consider her ways. My friend, brethren, she laid up. Do you know that? My friend, yes, sir, they worked, didn't they? Yeah. My friend, they laid up. Yes, sir, you go to an ant and you watch what they're doing. My friend, yes, sir. now, friend, how do you think it is all that dirt gets up on top of the ground? How now, friend? Yes, sir, they ain't down there socializing. No, sir. How now, friend? I wonder sometimes. How now, friend? How they get that much dirt? How now, friend? Out of them little bitty old holes. How now, friend? But brethren, you watch them; they never stop. How now, friend, brethren? They're workers. Yes, they are. How now, friend? I remember back in the day of the judges. How the Bible says, my friend, that there's a man raised up by the name. How now, friend, of Samson. Yes, sir. And I know that Samson. How now, friend, where his strength lied. How now, friend, the Bible said he was a Nazarite. How now, friend, his to drink no drink. How now, friend, yes, sir, there's certain things he wasn't supposed to do. How now, friend, and there's no razor supposed to come up on his head. How now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, according. How now, friend, to what? I believe it's Malon. My friend was his parent, Malon, and I can't remember. My friend, the other's name. My friend, but brethren, brethren, God had an occasion against the Philistines. My friend, yes, sir, and Samson wound up with some strength. My friend, yes, he did. Y'all know the scripture. My friend, I'm not going to get into all that. Come down to a day, my friend, when he laid his head in Delilah's lap. My friend and brethren, that wasn't the first thing or the first problem that Samson had had. My friend, brethren, it was a series. Yes, it was a series of problems. Brethren, that Samson that led up to Samson. My friend losing his great power. My friend Delilah, the Bible said he loved Delilah. My friend, a woman of Sorek. Brethren, they went down to her lady's head. My friend, she had already agreed with the Philistines for so much money. My friend, you find out wherein his strength lies. They couldn't handle him. My friend, they couldn't do nothing with him. My friend, no sir, took a job on of an ass. My friend, and slew 1,000. Yes, sir. My friend, thank God. I come back, my friend, took a line, just tore him apart. I cast him aside. My friend and brethren, when he come back through, he stepped aside and he took honey out of that carcass. My friend of that line, yes, sir. That ought to tell us something. My friend, brethren, you want some sweets. My friend, thank God, get rid of the line. Glory to God. The only possible way to do it is by the Spirit of God. My friend, it most certainly is. You say, preachers, we don't live in biblical times. My friend, is not our God great? My friend, is he not greater than all other gods today? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, is he not the God of gods? My friend, Lord of lords and King of kings. My friend, if he's not that in your life, you're missing. My friend, yes, you are. You're missing. My friend, you're missing some of the goodness of God. You most certainly are. My friend, the Bible said, My friend, that after a while she kept on. My friend, and he told her to do this. My friend, get new rope. My friend, do all these things. My friend, and none of my friend ever stopped him. No, sir. The scripture says, my friend, that she had just a little bit, brethren, of a pity party on him. Now, friend, she said, you don't love me. Now, friend, you don't care but a bit about me. My friend said, you've told me all these things. My friend, and you've still not told me where your strength lies. My friend, then he went on. He said, you just weave my hair. My friend, into seven logs. Yes, sir. She's getting close. My friend, she most certainly was. After that, brethren, the Bible said that he laid and went to sleep and he told her. My friend told her, and she knew that he had told all his heart. My friend, you say, preacher, that's talking about strength in the days of judges. My friend, that I'm going to tell you where that strength come from. My friend, yes, sir, you say, preacher, it come from Samson. My friend, Samson couldn't muster it up. My friend, no, sir, there was a covenant. My friend, there was a covenant that his hair be not cut. My friend, but listen to me. The Bible said that the Philistines come and they shaved his head. My friend, yes, sir, and he arose as he did many a time. My friend, and he shook himself, and his strength was gone. My friend, it had failed. The Bible says that they took Samson and they made sport of him. My friend, they plucked his eyes out. My friend, and they done what they wanted to with this great man, Samson. My friend, but brethren, they failed to keep an eye on him. Did you know that? My friend, the Bible said that Samson's hair began to grow. Yes, sir. That's exactly what it says. My friend, that his hair began to grow. My friend, but brethren, that ain't the reason. That is, the Bible says that he killed more in the day of his death. My friend, than he did the whole time he is living. Talking about the Philistine. How the Bible says that he took. Brethren, and he took and put his hands between two pillars. My friend, and brethren, he cried out to God. My friend, and said, oh God, give me the strength one more time. My friend, brethren, that I might, in other words, avenge these thine enemies. My friend, so God give him the strength. I can't help it. My friend, God give him the strength. My friend, there was many Nazarites around in that day. Do you know that? My friend, yes, they were. They were in the day of Jesus. Do you know that? Now, Jesus, my friend, came out of Nazareth. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who was it over there? Philip. My friend said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? My friend, brethren, Philip, he said, I know thee. He said, how thou know me? He said, I saw thee when thou was under the bush. My friend, he told him a few things. My friend, and Philip recognized that he was the master. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to say this. You say, preacher, I've heard that message about all my life. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. It's 2022. My friend and brethren, they ain't nothing no better in this world, my friend, than the Spirit of God. My friend, brethren, it'll overcome your enemy. My friend, it'll overcome whatever situation you're in. You know that. My friend, yes, it will. Yes, it will. And it'll show you the right way to go. My friend, how many of you has been in a place, my friend, that you actually did not know which way to go? My friend, and you prayed. My friend, and you prayed. My friend, and you prayed, and you say, my prayers ain't good nowhere. My friend, and you just keep on praying. My friend, after a while, my friend, the Lord show you what to do. My my friend, and you'll even back up sometimes and say that won't work. And my friend, I'll tell you, I wonder how many times. And my friend, evidently, brethren, old Peter and them, they was good fishermen. You know that? And my friend, brethren, and they toiled all night and didn't catch a fish. And my friend, no, sir. But Jesus come on the scene. He told them, he said, cast your net on the right side. And my friend, brethren, when they pulled it in, they was a great draught. Draw the fish. Were they not in so much that the other little ships had to come around and help them bring it in? And my friend, don't tell me. And my friend, brethren, if we had listened to the Spirit of God, my friend, we'd be in better shape tonight. Do you know that? Yes, we would. You say, preacher, what about all these that's not in shape? And my friend, I'm going to tell you something. It does not mean that I don't care. And my friend, but I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. These folks, I can't explain to you how the Lord works. And my friend, I really can't. And my friend, I think Sister Rhonda, I'm going to tell this. I was hadn't even come to my mind. And my friend, never have told it. There ain't but one person knows it. And my friend, but I'll tell you, if God, and brethren, when God puts somebody on you, and my friend, to pray for, I'll guarantee you, and my friend, there's a reason for it. As you know that, and my friend, there's a reason for it. And my friend, I can't tell you that the outcome will always be wonderful. And my friend, I can't tell you that the outcome will always be good. And my friend, but you just pray that God's will be done. And my friend, and he'll let you know. And my friend, thank God that it's going to, and my friend, work out on the other side. And my friend, yes, sir. You don't even have to know the problems. You know that. And my friend, I ain't going to tell you. And my friend, you might as well forget what I said. And my friend, I ain't going to tell you. Ain't me and one other know it. Outside of the Lord, and I'll just leave it like that. And my glory, glory to God. And my friend, I'm glad my friends pray for me. And my friend, don't you? And my friend, I need the prayers of those I love. And my friend, they sang that song. Brethren, and believe it or not, tonight, folks, we need the prayers. And my friend, the Bible says, pray ye one for another. And my friend, brethren, it do us good to remember our brother. And my friend, just every now and again. Do you know that? And my friend, yeah, there's been folks, my friend, I prayed for and I had no clue. And my friend, what I was praying for. And my friend, I just know there's on my heart. And my friend, and I know God could take care of whatever. And my friend, was their situation was. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. And my friend, oh, how glory to God. And my friend, I can't help it, folks. I just want you to know. And my friend, we serving a God like Martha and Mary's God. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. And my friend, when he come down there, when he finally got down there, and my friend, they said, Master, and my friend, Lazarus is dead. And my friend, yeah, he's dead. And my friend, in other words, they thought he was too late. And my friend, did he not tell them? And my friend, yes, sir. You know what? I believe it's Martha. And my friend that told him said, Master, I said, I know he'll raise in the last day in the resurrection. And my friend, you know what he said? And he said, I am the resurrection. And my friend, and life. And I, glory to God. My friend, the Bible says in another place, he said, I am the resurrection. And my friend, thank God, and he that is my friend is dead shall live. My friend, yes, sir. I think about it for just a minute. My friend, he asked him, said, where'd you lay him? My friend said, why, master, he stinketh by now. Yeah. Glory to God. My friend, I got news for you. My friend, brother, it don't really say what Lazarus was doing. My friend, but thank God when he come forth, he still had the grave clothes on. Did he not? My friend, that tells me he was still bound up. My friend, yes, sir. But he come forth. My friend, and the Lord said, loose him. Thank God, and let him go. Loose him and let him go. My friend, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I could go on and on and on. Lord told him over in one place, he said, my kingdom's not of this world. He said, if my kingdom be of this world, he said, they would have fought. He said, my kingdom's not of this world. Didn't he tell Peter to put up the sword? He cut that priest's his ear off. Peter cut it off, but the Lord put it back on. Then think about it. I believe it talks in one place, and he talks. He says, my word is spirit and truth. Folks, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit, saith the Lord. It's still that way, Gene. It's still that way. I hope you got something out of the message. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you tonight. There's not anything in this world that'll take the place of the Spirit of God. Not anything. Near and far, there's not anything you can get a hold of in this world that'll take the place of the Spirit of God. But can I tell you something? The real truth of it is, my friend, our problems come when we mind the flesh and lean to our own understanding. That's where our problems begin. Yes, sir. But the fact of it is, the Lord is still Lord. Have you ever wondered sometimes why things happen like they do? I ain't got time to get in it, and I'm not going to. Elijah went over there. Y'all know the scripture. I've mentioned it many a time. But Elijah went over and sat down under an oak tree. Went to sleep. Had a little pity party over there, what we say. He talked about how that he was the only one left. And then he made mention, he said, just would to God I'd die. Huh? He got in foul shape. Now, it hadn't been many days that he was over there and the fire of God come down. He wasn't the only one, folks. You can go back there and talk to and read about Abraham. You'll find he done the same thing. Probably many others. The truth of it is, this day, this hour, when the Lord come, he set up a kingdom. He did. Within the hearts of men. And it is a spiritual kingdom. It's spiritual.
That's a message. Or if there's anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.